Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
That's my jam. Open it up. Hello, world. Thank you very much for tuning in to another fun day Sunday with Real Talk. I am the new Miss Lovely Black, and I have my awesome co-host with me, Mo Benz. What's happening, buddy?
What's up, world? What's up, Black? Ready for this another
hey,
show.
You sound a little low there. Are you okay?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just adjust my mic. What's up, world? What's up, Black? Ready for just another big time show. You know how we do every Sunday night. Let's get into it. Let's chop it up. Let's have a good time. Let's discuss. Let's debate. You know, all the stuff that we do every Sunday night. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, it'd be some real live debate going on out here, you know. You never know how it's gonna go or
that's
what's gonna
fact.
Happen.
What fireworks is going on.
And
happen.
I am trying to get into my stats. Shout out to the top five. United States, United Kingdom. United Kingdom is coming in heavy. The UK is coming
ooh,
in
I like
heavy.
To hear that.
Okay?
I like
every
to hear
week
that.
I look at the UK is growing every week. Thank you very much for your support. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend. The other countries are growing too, but the UK is growing faster, so they're holding that number two spot.
English-speaking
they hold it at number two spot. Shout out to Canada. All of our listeners in Canada coming in at number three. Australia, still on the map. Hello. and Mexico. Mexico.
Shout out to Acapulco. My people in Acapulco, shout out.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, man.
Mexico.
Yeah, shout out to all, everybody. You know, shout out to just everybody that's just listening across the world, man. That's just dope to just know that our voices is being heard in other countries, and they like, okay, this how they doing it over there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, greatly appreciate it, definitely. And feel free to call up. We love to hear just different accents from all walks of life. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever be too shy. If you're listening, press the button and get on live. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, you can actually call in. Give them the call-in number.
Yes. So basically, so anybody that's out there that's listening right now, they just want to just say something, holler at us, you know what I'm saying, get at Black, get at me, get at Smooth, if he ever's on the line too. The number here is 646-787-1839. And, you know, we live, just so you know, every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., yeah. So that's it.
All right. So Smooth, if you're on the line, I cannot see you. I am not on the dashboard right now. I actually want to do something because we haven't done it in a while. We haven't given a shout out to all of our listeners all over the world because we always do
the top five.
And so every now and then, we give everybody a shout out.
Okay.
And that's what we're about to do tonight.
All
so right.
You're puffing a blunt or something. Like you got a joint.
Colombia.
Okay, what's up?
Shout out to Colombia. All of our listeners in Colombia, thank you very much for tuning in. Brazil. Shout out to y'all in Brazil. I see y'all on the map tuning in. Shout out to Argentina. You on the map. Salute for tuning in. Shout out to Ghana. You on the map. Thank
Ghana.
You for tuning in.
Shout out.
Morocco. Shout out
to Morocco. Hell yeah.
We see you.
That's dope. Morocco.
France.
That's fly.
We see you.
France. Paris. Who else we got on there?
Sweden. We see you.
Sweden. Shout out. Euro.
Germany. Thank you for tuning in.
Germany. Oh, shit. Germany checking in. German engineering. Big fan of that.
India, salute. We see you.
Bombay, what up?
This map isn't cooperating.
Okay, well we did shout
New
out.
Zealand.
Okay,
thank
we
you.
Got some more.
Tuning
New Zealand.
In.
All right.
Thailand. Thank you for tuning in.
Wow, Thailand. Damn. Wow. It's pretty dope, man. Hearing these. We got
Egypt.
We lighting up in these other
countries.
Oh,
thank
Egypt?
You for tuning
Egypt?
In.
Did you say Egypt? Oh, shout out to my peoples over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm more old school when it comes to my Egypt, you know, Kemet, but shout out to y'all, always.
I'm trying not to forget nobody. This this map
you sound
is
like
just
we
not
our...
being friendly.
Okay, you sound like we accepted an award.
Yeah, it's like, press
well, that's
you
it. I mean, you know what I mean? Well, you know, anybody that we left out, we can come back to them. You know,
all right, we're going to say that. Anybody that we left out, Japan. We're going
to come back to y'all.
Shout out to Japan. We see you. Thank you for tuning in. It's some more on here. It's some more on here, and I can't click it. And I just really want to go through here and write them all down so I can give everybody the proper shout-out. But it's some more. Thank you to everybody that's listening in across the world. We really do appreciate you tuning in and, you know, making this show what it is right now, for entertaining our ignorance. You know, this is Real Talk with the Newman of the Black Worldwide. You know, people tuning in that, you know, I would have never in a million years felt like we would have had listeners in Thailand and Japan and so on and so forth. So tell a friend and another friend, and your friend that's out of the country, tell them too to tune in each and every Sunday night, Real Talk with the Newman's Lovely Black. And when we are not on, you can go through our archives. We have well over 100 shows that you can tune into. We talk about all of the real facts and all of the real things that's going on in our world and in our country and all over. So this is our honest opinion. Hey, you may not agree with it, but this is how we feel. So thank you very much for tuning in. And, man, again, salute to United Kingdom. Man, they growing, like, heavy.
Yeah,
growing.
United Kingdom, it's
we
a
really
vibe,
appreciate
man.
That. We told
it's
you.
A vibe.
I'm telling you, like, our next place, we're
going to
end up in the U.K. doing a show. We're going to end up in the U.K. doing a live show.
That sounds,
I see it.
Look, let's speak that into
existence.
Me and my wife been talking about that a little bit, too, because I've been really catching a vibe from UK. I've been really getting some inspiration from them. So, let's speak that into existence, man. I would love for us to be able to touch base over there.
That's right. Love it. And we're going to do what we do. We're going to do it big in the UK. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to go. So, now that we got that out of the way, how was your week?
So my week has been productive. You know what I'm saying? Like this week for me was thought provoking. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the course of doing some rebranding myself. You know what I'm saying? So just some tweaks I'm gonna be making in this next few weeks. Like, you know, going into March, I'm just tweaking all points. So I can really just be hitting on all cylinders. You know, spring, summer, so. Writing down some plans and, putting stuff into action. I'm not big, I don't want to be a big talker about it. I like to kind of just show and prove. But, yeah,
right.
That was just my week. Yeah, that was my week in a nutshell, just kind of, like, redirecting some things, switching some things around, and just making sure I'm just being the best version of me in every aspect of my life, career, and everything that I have going on. So, that's really
amazing.
It, you know what I'm saying? So that's, I mean, that's really nothing else, you know what I'm saying, for the most part that I can think of. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about some stuff in a chop-up that I kind of, observed this week. But that was pretty much it. What about you?
Right. Well, same old, most importantly, being the best me that I can be. It was something that touched, my soul, and I've been, like, trying to abide by that. I do a lot of things outside of working, but working is something that, I love to do. And the question was posed, why is it looked at so bad, especially in Atlanta, for you to have a name and be working and then people look down on you for working a job? And I tuned into that. And so I used to be the person that worked a job and, like, I'm just here until things blow up. But I had to understand that if I don't go to this job and give my best, how can I give my best with my own company? And then, karma can come back around. How can I expect my employees to give their best, I do have people on my payroll that I pay out yearly, I have the same people I've had for a couple of years that I pay out. And that, do a lot of work to make this brand go, And I want them to have the same integrity that, I have, when I'm paying them, when I want, turnaround times, when I want, things done. So, I was like, I have to apply myself in the same manner at work. The difference is when you're working on a job, you have so many people that see your power and see your light. And so, our black people are the main ones that are going to try to bring you down, that are going to try to hate on you, that are going to, be talking about you behind your back, trying to find out what you got going on, and, trying to sabotage anything that you have going on, the nitpickers, anything that you do, you got a whole, meeting that you got to go into for any and every little thing, and that used to bother me, right? And then I sat down and I said, self, I need to align myself to where I do everything right so I don't give a person an opportunity to be able to tug at my energy, right? I-N-N-E-R-G, right? So I've been really focused this week on being the best me that I can be, you know, while I'm at work and when I'm not at work. And I tell people, yes, I have a job. I still go to work. And I still go to work because of the guaranteed income. And whether I'm at this job or the next job, I'm going to keep a guaranteed income.
Yeah, I mean, it has
until
some benefits,
I have,
you know,
a solid foundation because, you know,
yeah,
with
benefits.
Me, and it's a lot of the story that, you know, I'm going to tell. And it's not worth telling on social media, you know, as we said, like a lot of the stories I'm going to tell on my show. And if you want to hear about it, you're going to listen on the show. But, you know, it's probably sometime this month or the end of this month, you know, I'm going to talk about my last 8 months, right? And it's a lot that I hold in. But the one thing that people have to understand is that my mom is deceased, and that's who took care of us until we were grown, you know. And the other people in my family that were the backbones, they are mainly all deceased except my aunt. And, you know, at this point, she's raised kids, grandkids, you know, great aunt, nieces and nephews. So, you know, she's living her best life. So I'm in a phase of my life where I don't have anyone, right? And so I was just talking to my neighbor tonight, and as I'm talking to her, I'm sitting saying, like, damn, I jump up and I say, I want to go on a cruise or I want to go to Miami. And I don't have one friend that I can call that I feel like I'll have fun with doing that. And that's kind of sad. You know, like, as much as I do, I put so much into my career, you know, my brand and my kids, that I don't interact with people as people would think. I don't like a crowd of girls, you know. Every time I get around a woman and try to be down with her, it always backfires on me. So for me, you know, I'm a fixed sign, I'm an Aquarius. So when something backfires on me, I just completely stop doing it. So I don't have to worry about that. But that's really not the resolve, and that's not how it should be. So I'm like, I need to make some new friends. You know, I need to have some people and understand this is how they live, this is the way that they live, that I can enjoy and hang out with and do what it is that I want to do. Caller, I see you. I see the caller that just called in. I'll come back to you, to the caller that just called in a minute when we're done. But so this week I just said I needed to make new friends, and I need to, you know, be able to move around more and you know, do things a little bit different. I've still been doing stuff for the house, so shopping as normal, as usual. And so I'm on this big push to get a minivan, right? And yeah, I have my reasons behind it, but I want a minivan so bad. So for the last 2 weeks, I have been shopping, and I just said something like a couple days ago, but I've been shopping for a minivan. I absolutely love minivans, and so it's a weird obsession, but it's okay. And so today I was, like, setting up appointments to go see minivans, and I was, like, finding one thing in common with all of the minivans that I was going to see. And it was, like, transmission issues. And so I was like, maybe I don't need a minivan. You know, like, maybe that's probably not going to be the right situation for me. But I need a minivan for my brand, really. That's why I want one. And it's roomy. So, yeah, you know, you may see me around Atlanta in a minivan. No, not in a Benz, not in a BMW, none of that. You know, I'm not doing what I'm doing for you guys. When I get to where I want to be, then you'll see me in something like that to catch somebody's eye. But, you know, focus on my brand.
Works for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Yeah, I'm focused on my brand right now. Most people you see flashy, it's like the fake it to make it syndrome, and everybody's brainwashed on that. I'm more on the lines of, like, you know, my ultimate goal, the person that I look up to is like Erykah Badu. You know, somebody like that. Like, she don't give a shit about what you think. She's not in designer. She's not doing none of that extra shit. She's living her life and aligning with her true purpose. And that's me. Shout out to Badu. She came out with a Badu Pussy incense, and they sold out in 19 minutes. So
her perfume, right? To smell like her.
Well, it's incense. She did the incense first.
Oh, she did the incense?
It's Badu World. Yeah, it's Badu World. And if you go to Badu World, she has, like, fur and, you know, all types of things that she's selling now. And her incense, like, you know, is, like, the talk of the of everybody right now because, you know, they sold out so fast. It's like she's making incense that smells like her vagina, which was, like, very, very
unique. And that's
interesting, unique.
Too, yeah, because, you know, Badu, she I don't see it being commercialized like, oh, some bullshit. I think she really took the like
McDonald's
really
is saying
like that
they're making incense that smell like quarter pounder. So, they're making candles that smell like quarter
pounder.
Some things you just can't bite. But just trust and believe, no matter what you're doing in this world, like if it catches on, you're going to have somebody copying you. So just imagine how powerful Erykah Badu has to be. That she came out with something, and then a freaking trillion-dollar chain, decided to mock something that one black empress did. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, people look for the wrong validation in life. You know what I'm saying? For me, like, that's inspiration. You know, Erykah Badu is not out here trying to be like everybody else. She's her. You know, she's not getting surgery. You don't see her rocking no weave. She rock her regular hair. You know, she's just who she is, and that's just me. I'm who I am. So a lot of big things coming up. I've been completely focused this week, and I actually enjoyed the outcome. Last week I enjoyed the outcome of it, and I'm still growing. So that was me. Smooth, how was your week?
Man, y'all niggas long winded today.
Huh? Yo, my bad. Hey, this is going on in the background, so I ain't want to I didn't want to interrupt, you know what I'm saying, the topic and the conversation going on.
Man, that
was
cool.
Zilla.
Oh, okay, cool. I got you, cool. What you said, Smooth?
I was just saying, I had a couple going on.
Oh,
I was
hold
just
on,
no, okay, you're Zilla.
One of my buddies. I was introducing the talk show to one of my buddies and whatnot.
Yeah,
okay, Zilla.
Yeah.
Zilla. Okay, you're Zilla, and Smooth is somebody else. So hold on, I'm talking to the other person. So Smooth is somebody else. I'm not talking to you.
Okay, my bad.
Smooth is just listening right now.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's part of Zilla, see. Now Zilla, go.
But you know what, too? And speaking of that, right, I feel like I left Mo hanging last week when he touched on that topic, right? And when he touched on the Dwayne Wade topic. And I had to figure out what I wanted to say. And it's been on my mind, but it didn't come to my heart yet as to what to say, so I didn't want to touch on it, but we are going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to get back into that in the World Famous Chopper. No, I was just like, yo, y'all both just left me. Like, I was like, damn, like,
I didn't say nothing. All I gave was my caption. I gave the fucking legal term.
Look, I'm gonna just say this: if it's something I'm passionate about and I feel right in my heart about it, I'm gonna speak about it. I don't care what. I don't care the repercussions. If I really truly believe something,
yeah, it wasn't that. It's just that
that's just how
I didn't want to speak on it because it's such a sensitive topic, but I'm going
to
speak on it on a different sense.
You
know what I'm saying? And I'm going to speak on it, you know, basically from how I feel. So, you know, no matter what you say, you know, people can take clips of what you say and make it to be what they want it to be. But, you know, we'll have this
show. Explain my point of view and why I said it.
Yeah, we'll have this show. You know, I'm going to explain my point of view on the whole situation as a whole. But tonight's topic is interesting to me. You know, is the new body photo shoots becoming more acceptable, right? And here's why I picked this topic, okay? You guys know that I'm a model. And the one thing that men see right? When they see you, you know, doing your modeling shit and you and your two pieces and whatever, you know, the first thing is, oh, she IG hoe, or she a thot, or she this and she that. And anybody that know me knows that I'm the, what you, and most people don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. The women that are, you know, playing like they just good and they extra out there, those are really the loose ones. I post pictures. I'm at home 98% of the time. You know, I don't go nowhere. I don't club. I'm not in the street. I don't do any of that, right? I'm laid back, really, really low-key. I'm not, you know, the outer body, but modeling is something that I do. So photo shoots, of course, is something that I do. But when I'm starting to see more and more the older, you know, generation, they're coming out doing the same type of photo shoots and don't get nowhere near the same slack that we get, you know, being, you know,
it's
the younger
generation.
Because we're a different generation, but they're going to, they're like, oh, that's beautiful, that's beautiful, yes, yes, yes. But when I do it, oh, she's a thot, she's a hoe. You don't even know me. You judge me. So why is that?
Well, I remember a time when everybody was naked. Y'all got away from being naked and started doing the whole fucking, what they call that shit, the video vixens and all this bullshit. But this new generation is Instagram. You see what I'm saying? That's what y'all fucking do. So, yeah, y'all Instagram hoes. But at the same time, the older generation, they started off naked. They was always naked. They just got away from it. But now they came back, now they 40, 50 years old, and they still got it. So it is what it is.
What
well,
you
that's
when you
still
say
because
smooth.
Granted,
but hold on.
I don't mind telling my age. I'm along with
the
old school. I've been naked. I'm damn near 40. I'm 38. So I get where smooth is coming from.
And you cut Mo off. You didn't cut Mo off again. Pomo.
I know Black, but what I was just trying to say, I just wanted smooth to clarify his statement when he said it started off naked.
They started off naked. Like, if you remember,
no, but what you
if
mean
you
by
remember
that?
All the original models and all the original actresses and shit, they all started off doing nude modeling first anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Like
when you have
stuff like that?
Not even for magazines. You just had them doing nude photo shoots. That's just like, old girl, what's her fucking name? Vanessa Williams. Remember, Vanessa Williams, before
she
Vanessa Williams
Playboy,
became
right?
Miss America, before she became Miss America, she was already doing no new photo shoots. You see what I'm saying? That was a way to get in. That was always a way to get in as far as the modern term. So, I mean, fuck, it ain't nothing new. They just came out.
And, you know, shout out. Remember, I had Dynamite on this show, who was the publisher of Blacktail Magazine. You know what I'm saying? You know, Blacktail Magazine, late 90s, early 2000s, was popping.
And
you know?
Still
what's up?
That shit.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm saying they still be having Blacktail out there.
Yeah.
Shout out, nigga. He need to come back out. Bring them hoes back out.
Yeah, that was a cool conversation we had with Dynamite.
No, I'm serious.
So, yeah, no, that was good. But it's just everything is online now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what she was saying when she was on the show. You know what I'm saying? Everything switched up. That's why Blacktail's not really around no more. But go ahead, Black. I just wanted to see what Smooth was saying when he said where it started from.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, but I mean, like, I get it. But I mean, Smooth is a man of intelligence, right? You know, I'm talking to two men of intelligence. So the whole world don't really think like that because they're not as deep as that. You know what I'm saying? They weren't around and they weren't paying attention to what was going on pre this and pre that. You feel me? It's just the general consensus because for the most part, it's like people just kind of bandwagon. So they're gonna talk about what they want to talk about. Now here's my examples. I seen one of the most amazing photo shoots today from Niecy Nash. And everybody knows Niecy Nash from Reno 911. She's good friends with Oprah. You know, you see her with Carucci. You see her with everybody. She has countless of awards, you know, just simply amazing.
She's
now she's on the TV show Claws. They're doing a reboot for Reno 911. You know, she's just an actress. Like, she's not out here. And she did a semi-nude photo shoot where she had the big shirt and she had brought it down, and it covered half of her booty. That's it, the bottom half. And she had the top half with her thong showing and no top on it at all. You got side boob, you got the top half of the booty, and everybody soaked it up, you know. Gabrielle mm-hmm. Union, she was on the beach, you know, a couple months back.
Yeah,
and her little two-piece, you know, showing her little teeny booty.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pick another bitch.
Most
of the women
you put them
that right you now. See
Miguel.
Right now, they come out with some type of, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're not doing, they come out with some type of half-nude or nude photo shoot right now. And the world sucks it up, and they love it. You know, me being 38, you know, or and the people beyond, when people, you know, because I don't look 38, people think that I'm way younger than what I am. But, you know, me and the other women, you know, oh, that's, you know, they this and they that, and they don't give them credit for half of the stuff, you know, that they do, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, some of the women are just posting pictures and traveling and posting pictures, so you're a model. But you actually have some women, like myself, that actually have things going on for themselves. But if they see you with a half-nude photo on your page, then oh, she Instagram thot. But when you look at the greats such as the Nishi Nashes, and it's several women, you know, that are highly admired, that are big names in Hollywood, and when they do, you know, a half nude photo shoot or something like that, it's completely adored. So is it now that the nude photo shoots and the half nude photo shoots, are they being accepted more?
Well,
it depends on the generation. It depends on the age bracket. Like,
you
a young bitch won't be able to get away with it no more. Because these young bitches, they came out talking about, oh, no. Like, that's like the new strippers. They don't strip. They dance. But as soon as they get naked, like, nigga, it is what it is. Bitch, you's a fucking stripper. But you don't get the same respect because you come out saying that you one thing, but you not. The new generation, oh, no. I'm not going to get naked. All right, okay, cool. But then when you get naked, nigga going to chastise your ass. The old generation didn't say that. Nigga, they had bills to pay. Simple as that.
Right.
If that money was low, they fuck around and get a new photo shoot. But the new photo shoots wasn't, you didn't have social media like you do today. So everything ain't exposed like it was. Those new photos used to be like a private photo shoot type thing. So whoever paid for it was the only ones that seen it. But everybody
right.
got naked. That was just the way to pay your own fucking bills back in the day.
So,
right.
so you're
on,
saying
hold
you're confused,
on, on.
Mo. It's more so
yeah.
like this. What he said
I'm
is
seeing,
only
I'm
positive.
Seeing,
okay?
There's a lot of women, young women right now. It depends on where you're looking because it's a lot of women to be naked. I mean, I'm just they just, you know what I'm saying?
They're doing it for something totally different, though. They doing it for the trap. That's why they got that stigma, because they doing it for the trap. You see what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, like, bitch, I'm about to get naked. I'm about to start an OnlyFans page, et cetera, et cetera,
yeah.
et cetera. A private Snapchat. You doing that for the new, but you doing
but
it for the only sole purpose of that.
But hold on.
We're going to look at it differently as opposed to somebody that's 40 or 50. They're not doing it for the trap. They're doing it because, like, look, bitch, I'm 40. I'm 50 years old and I'm still got
it. Okay. I see what you're
right.
saying. All right. So it could be two ways. You know what I'm saying? Some people could be doing it for the trap, as you said. And also, too, I don't want to say that the trap is a bad word. To me, the trap is any way you go about making your money. That's your trap. However you make your money, that's where you're trapping at. You know what I'm saying? So I like to do my trapping legally, but you know what I'm saying? I just want to put that out there. But, yeah, you did raise a good point.
Yeah, I like to do it any way
possible. Yeah, exactly. But I think a lot of the women, yeah, as they – because the Nishi Nash, I think the reason why she did it was because I saw it too, because I told you, I'm in my chat group with my fellas, so I'm always getting pictures from here and there, and we just talk about it. But anyway, she was doing it because she's turning 50. So I just think she wanted to show, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Black don't crack. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be 50 years old, feeling good. You know what I'm saying? And looking good.
But Nisi always posting traps, though. That photo shoot was her 50th birthday photo shoot. But, baby, Nisi always thirsty for posting traps.
Yeah, that booty right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah. It's cool, man. I like her vibe. She always has a good.
So like as Smooth is saying, okay, and as I said, I'm 38, okay, and I tell like I jumped off and I got in the game in 2000, okay. This is 2020. I've been out here, you know, for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Off and on, come in and come out. When we were out there, there was not like. Social media wasn't big. It was MySpace, but I wasn't playing around on MySpace. You know, I was so caught up in my era of what I was doing. And matter of fact, I was out before MySpace. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a whole different type of ball game when I was out versus, you know, when I stopped doing porn because I seen the quality of people that was coming into the porn industry changing. And I seen the value of the porn industry decreasing, right? And so after I got out in 2013, I think my last movies were produced in 2014. When I got out, I seen, like, you know, major corporations, you know, they were like, okay, forget this. They changed all the rules. You need to wear condoms. You got to do this. You got to do that. It just became, you know, such a hassle. And then with the quantity of people, you really needed the hassle because it was more so like, okay, well, we got these people that really build a name for themselves, but we also got these people that's going to want one, that we can pay them one-third less than these people right here, and then, you know, we can profit more money. And when they started doing that, you know, along with, you know, the mandation changing due to previous incidents and the ultimate incident by Mr. Marcus, it was that the one with Mr. Marcus was icing that went on the cake. Once all of that happened, then the whole industry changed, right? You know, it takes, you know, one bad apple to ruin it for the whole bunch. So for me, it's like, okay, I knew that it was time for me to get out because the origin, I seen it changing. So even like now, I always loved to model. Even from being a kid, I always loved to, you know, take my pictures, model, and do what I do. But that's just a part of the essence of who I am. You know what I'm saying? Just so happened that the pictures are going to be sexy because I'm showing you, like, I've been in it. I've been doing it. You know, yeah, I'm doing something different. I need to do something different than what I've always been doing. But this is, you know, this is me. You know, I'm not selling nothing. I'm not selling no Cooter Cat, you know, I'm not selling no vagina, you know, I'm not doing any of that. You can't access me. And I think the one thing from, like, Smooth Point, like, you got women, the younger generation, you can access them, you know? And that's the thing that I didn't pay attention to because I had made myself easily accessible. And the older generation of female porn actresses, they were not accessible. The Vanessa Del Rios, the Vanessa Blues, and something like that. You couldn't just access these women. You know what I'm saying? They were like, that's what made them that much more popular. So for me, you know, when I was accessible, I was like, okay, I'm going to make myself unaccessible. And then that's what, you don't know how many people that really admire you to the core until you really start, you know, you got to go somewhere or you see somebody and then they absolutely lose their mind because they see you and they're like, oh my God, I've been adoring you for forever. But my big thing was to make myself unaccessible. You can't access me. You can't buy me. You can't, you know, contact me and take me on a date. If I make myself accessible to you, it's because I want to at this point. You know what I'm saying? But I understand the difference of it. But like I said, most people aren't thinking that way. Huh?
You bring your value down when you're accessible. When a motherfucker can't get to you, that's when the value goes up.
Yeah,
I've seen a dude post, like, about the chick Alexis Sky. And he was like, she sent him a message and was like, I'm in Miami, I need to come back, can you get me a flight? And I'm like, okay, so she, and he was like, I told you she only won $1,000 to smash. And I'm like, $1,000 to smash? Like, man, shit, like, that's easy, you know? But I don't know how true it is. There's just allegedly, I seen the post, and it was a text conversation that he had with her, where she was asking for a flight to get out of Miami, you know? And I was just like, golly. I was like, you can't be that accessible because your value goes down. Because once they've had you so many times and you're that accessible, then guess what? Then that 1,000 is going to turn to 8. And that 8 is going to turn to 6. And, you know, so on and so forth, especially when you're not keeping yourself active and keeping yourself busy. Because if you were keeping yourself active and busy and the checks were rolling in, then you wouldn't be that accessible because you wouldn't be trying to even make that money.
Nigga, that fucking that stripper bowl got had all them hoes fucked up.
Oh yeah. Oh, you talking at the Super Bowl? Yeah, in Miami. Yeah.
No, that stripper bowl. That stripper bowl had them hoes fucked up. Oh,
that was something different.
Ooh, boy, the game is fucked up for that one right there. Man, the stripper bowl out there in Miami. The stripper bowl.
Okay, hold on, because I'm not up. You put me on, so they have a stripper bowl.
It was a bunch of strippers from all over. Okay, so last year they did one here in Atlanta, and when they did one here in Atlanta, it was so much money. It was millions of dollars that was thrown at that one. Okay, but everything was situated with the buildings, and everybody got their money. They take all of the money.
No,
and they
money
divide the money
up
at the end of the night.
Yeah,
so
that's how they fucked over the one in Atlanta.
This year, they did it. This one was worse. This was 10 times worse.
Yeah.
They did it in Miami. And the people that, like Q said, like, the people that own the venue, because they just, get in with the people in the venue, they are responsible for splitting it up. So they took out, all kind of door fees. It was so many people that was in there, in the stripper bowl, that was picking up money off of the floor. They was catching, they caught this lady trying to leave out, and she had a purse full of money. You know what I'm saying? They people were stealing the money, and then the people in the venue allegedly was not giving that much money. So the venue, supposedly kept a lot of the money, and so therefore a lot of women were stuck in Miami, and they worked all night, and they didn't actually get any money.
Man, look,
or they got very little money.
Signed contracts as soon as they got in that bitch. That's something told us. The motherfucker said what you want. Nigga Q knew what he was doing.
Who's Q?
Because at the end of the day, a contract was already made up. These hoes couldn't pick up no money. They couldn't touch no money. So if a motherfucker throw money at me and I can't touch it, and then I can't leave the building with that shit, nah, bro. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you gotta wait. Now, granted, they knew how much. So think about this. For me, it's like, okay, if I can't pick up no money and touch no money, and this vendor is your buddy, because you lean with them to host the stripper bowl, and then y'all come in there with so many hundreds of thousands y'all self and throw it. You don't think that them people said, okay, whatever they make off of the dough, I need this back? Q got his money goddamn back.
How does the stripper bowl work, though?
That's why they didn't let nobody touch the money. No, man, it was just a scam. And them whole stuff.
Yeah, it really is. So basically, the women come in and they can't pick up money, and you got all of these big name people that's in the event, and they throw like hundreds of thousands of dollars a piece, like 50,000 here, 50,000 there. It's
like
millions in the building. But the women can't pick up money. And this one, it was women that flew in from all over just to get down there. They wasn't worried about their flight back because they was just like, okay, I know I'm going to leave with some money. And out of all the money they threw,
you can't come down there without knowing how you're going to get back. That's just stupid.
They're like $1,300 after they split that shit up between them bitches. $1,300. Hell no. You suck a dick, bitch.
And of course, Q got to get his cut off. The vendor got to get their cut off.
You got to explain who Q is for the list, because I don't know who
Q is. The CEO of Quality Control. That's the manager for Migos. He's also the manager for
Cardi B.
City Girls, so on and so forth.
Oh, so he put this.
So allegedly,
he put that together.
But I mean, in the same hindsight, boom. Listen, back in our day, when we went to events, and I was a stripper back in my day, and I actually traveled to strip. There's no way in hell you gonna make me sign a contract like that. Cause if I come, I want mine. You're not finna get it. So there's no way that I would be in that event, but I would be in the area. So I would let all of the women go to that event, and then I would work outside of that event. You know what I'm saying? I would be somewhere else stacking up all the money. So when they come out disappointed with 13, here I am. I done made my bands, 5, 6, 7 bands, and I'm happy. But, the one thing about it is you never move with the crowd, and that's what this generation don't understand. They want to be a part of the crowd much. So that's why it's kind of
like that. This generation versus our generation for this generation, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, man, listen, let me tell you something.
Nah, man,
it is like that because when I was out running, We didn't have no internet. My name, I built my name from the mud.
But that's the evolution, though. Everything changes.
That's the evolution, but that makes it different. Because they don't have to hustle. All you got to do is create a social media account and keep looking good and know the right people, and your followers going
to
grow up. What?
I said you still got to hustle a different way to make money. I mean, you know, whatever the time
is. Man, listen.
Every,
okay, hold on. Let me tell you something.
Not just making money.
One thing about this game. What's the thing about it? You can't compare what they do to what we had to do. You just can't compare it. The hustling that they doing online is talking to people, trying to be linked to famous people so you can get a name. That shit not fucking hustling. Understand what hustling is, bruh. When we was out there, we had to go and find out where the events was going every month, where it was going down at. We was at these events, going to these events, scripting at these motherfucking events. If they didn't pop off, after that, we up till 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, getting our bag, making it happen. We ain't waiting on nobody to give us shit by any means necessary. These bitches wouldn't have a clue on what the fuck it feel like to walk on a fucking block from 7 p.m. to 6 in the morning because the motherfucking block is hot. Everybody is out on the fucking strip, okay? They don't even do that shit no more because niggas don't know how to have nothing no more. They don't know how to party no more. We go out. Get a room in Miami, get a room in Tallahassee, get a room here, get a room there, everybody out. So guess what? When we out, we go out, couple hours, come back in, change our clothes, we back out. We was walking. We was hustling. When I got to do my shit with Uncle Luke, we hustled on that shit. You know what I'm saying? And got on stage in front of thousands of people hundreds or whatever, in V12 and turned up in front of the whole crowd. Like we did all of these things to make it happen. When nothing given to us, we wasn't trying to be up under somebody just because they was famous. We used to turn that shit down because we didn't even want to be attached to that shit. Business cards, man, listen, in 2001, I had business cards. I had erotic business cards in 2001. In 2001, I was getting up, going to the park on Sunday nights, Sunday evenings, passing out my business cards. Hit me up, you know, woofy woop, I come to your show. We hustled for our shows, $150 off top plus tips. Every show that we got, you know what I'm saying? Boom, then the homies get. So if you got, basically, you got five girls, right? We didn't have no dude. We didn't have none of that shit. It was five fucking girls. And all of us had business cards, or all of us had a talk game. And all of us, when we stepped out, we looked motherfucking fly. So when a nigga stopped, we was like, oh, we da-da-da-da-da-da, boom. If she set some shit up, she got a show. She set some shit up, she got a show. She set, you know what I'm saying? And we would all go to these shows, and we all kept our funds circulating in that manner. It wasn't no, okay, well, you know what, I don't like her, so I'm going to just go and bring a new bitch. We was loyal to our squad. They don't have loyalty, you know what I'm saying, these days. We wasn't on social media bashing, and we wasn't doing none of that shit. It was, if we not talking to you, okay, 1 or 2 weeks, you finna go on and do your own thing. And then we had our own shit where, you know, I had a... There was a fucking stripper house. You know what I'm saying? And this stripper house, everybody knew about this stripper house that was somebody. So you get these big time, you know, dope boys, you know, whatever. When they come off the block, they come into that stripper house at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, right? They know they straight, they in there getting high, and they paying, you know, whoever's in this house. Like, our hustle was way different. So you have to hustle to a certain extent online, but guess what? My hustling online ain't have shit to do with my hustling from back in the day when I had to get it from the ground up, when I was building Miss Lovely Black's name. You know what I'm saying? That shit is completely different because I'm living in both eras. So, no, you can't give the same thing. I'm not taking nothing from them because they got it way easier. But guess what? Having it this easy takes the fun out of it, and having it this easy is not as secure as it was back when I was doing it. It was just way easier. People had more sense back then. You know what I'm saying? You still
what having it easier out. Makes it easier to be manipulated. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because a broad that actually know what's going on wouldn't have never failed for the bullshit that happened for the fucking stripper bowl. Like,
right.
Signing a contract that you ain't gonna take no money, and you ain't gonna leave the building with no money? Like, nigga, that's a sucker. That's a straight up sucker just reading that
sucker
shit.
Sucker move. You ain't even better enough to understand. You can't let no, that's pimping. You can't let no nigga control you, but you just finna go and you finna be in this spot and you all on the fucking news. You know what I'm saying, nigga? You don't put the police in your business when you out here hustling. That's your loss that you take, dog. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have enough common sense to do this, to do business right. And that's what I'm saying. This generation of women don't have the common sense because guess what? Real money ain't easy money. You got to hustle for everything that you got when you want it real. That's the reason why I can take 3 years off and come back in the game and still jump in, you know, magazines and do what I do. Because the hustle is here. You got people that jumped in this shit and they don't know what's going on. Just like I was talking to my good friend, and she was saying, you know, when they shut Backpage down, like women was calling her phone, panicking. They don't know what to do, how they going to get money, this, is that, other. You jump into a game that you don't know nothing about. So if you was around in the early 2000s, then you should know how to hustle. So therefore, this shit here should be a cakewalk to you when it's talking about hustling. So what I'm saying is back when I was, doing me, you know, people knew, like, okay, I was a CNA before they made CNA whack, okay? I came out of school in 1998, I was a CNA, okay? Think about that. I was 17 and I was a CNA. That's before it was whack. And I was a CNA in the daytime and I scripted at night. And so T-Pain came out, you know, with the song,
Come
I'm in love with a scripper. She a nurse in
what's
the day
CNA?
And a stripper at
what's
night. Like,
oh, CNA is a nurse?
Yeah, certified nursing assistant.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was working with the older people at 17 and scripping at night, and then I finally just stopped working with older people, and I was just full-time scripping. And it was a respectable thing, like, okay, you know, Shawty script. You know, she do what she do.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like, you know, it's respectable to an extent when you got places like Magic City and so on and so forth. You know, when these girls is really, this is their career, they really take this shit serious. I respect
Don't
them chicks,
about that.
Right? But the other chicks that's out here, you know, giving a whole fucking stripper show, you know, online just to get attention, a nigga can throw money at
But what
at,
I'm saying is
they getting
dollars digitally though now with the OnlyFans and all that shit. That shit and look, hold on, let me just I'm on the outside looking in. So look, of course I'm leaning on you because you was in it, so you got way more knowledge than me. I'm just on the outside looking in, but the only point I will say is it seems like, all right, in a way, they kind of got more power than they did before. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this from this way, especially like if you like an adult actress, right? So it seemed like the adult actresses in the 2000s and, you know, early teens, like how can I even clarify? You got the 2000, from 2000 to 2010, and then you got, you know, 2010 to 2020. So what I'm just saying, in the early 2000s, you know, it seemed like it was
no,
porn
you
companies
got
you
2000
to
like 2000, say 13, and then from
yeah,
2013.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good way to clarify. So let's start from 2000. I'm gonna say the DVD era. So the DVD era, because the DVD era kind of started to fade out 2015. Like that's when it really started to really kind of go streamlined and everything. So I'm going to just say, so it just seemed like the porn companies back then, you had a lot of black-owned porn companies that kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. Remember, you had Black Ice, some of these other companies I used to kind of follow a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But these women was, you know, going out to L.A., getting their contracts and getting on with these different companies and stuff like that. But at the same time, they was getting, you know, it was a cut. You know what I'm saying? So they only maybe got a little bit of cut as being a performer because, you know, some of it got to go to the house or the owner, and then you got to give a cut to the male talent and all this, and et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm just trying to say is,
Who do that?
Huh?
Who do that? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, put me on. All right. So look. Just so
that's not
I can.
How that
can,
works.
I can.
It sounds like you're talking about a strip club and you're trying to talk about
porn.
Yeah,
you're talking
about
strip
club.
That's not how porn works.
Yeah.
Right, so put me on. Put me on since you was in the game. So,
listen.
Right,
so when you
right,
okay. So boom.
So
shout out to TT Boy. You know, shout out to TT Boy, Evasive Angels. TT Boy, TT Boy gave me my first like major deal, right? Five scene deal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And no, the production company is responsible for paying the male talent. That's not you. So whatever y'all negotiate,
no, I'm not saying
your
females.
Deal.
Yeah, okay. I'm
oh, you're saying the company.
I get the I'm saying a production company. Like if I'm Black Ice, I got to pay you. I got to pay this. I got to pay the venue where we shooting this stuff at, maybe my cameraman and stuff like that, the editor. So I'm just saying that this money's
right.
got to be divvied up. And if you don't know, you know, like if you all about like, and then it's going to be like if you got a name, of course you're going to, you know, charge more. You know what I'm saying? I got a name. I've been here. I've been on this. I've been on that. So I'm just saying it just seemed like, yeah, but then, and then it seemed like this is the only point I was just trying to make. It just seemed like at that time to really get it, you had to really like hustle, you know what I'm saying? Which means you had to do mad scenes to get your money up, get your name out there and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But you was kind of, you know, if you was working with an agency or if you was just doing it yourself, maybe you had a pen pal. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You was getting how you get it to get your name out there, get seen, get your money up.
I see where you're going.
It seemed like,
now they got social
so,
media, so you can
get
yourself out there.
Yeah, now it's social media. So now I get set up my own camera. I can be in my own crib. I can set up my OnlyFans account. And maybe I did a couple scenes, you know, with the company, because now it's like the white company just took over. You got, what is it? I can't even think of it.
You think
right
so,
now.
But no, it's harder that way. It's still harder.
Yeah, it's like now I'm trying to think. West Coast Productions, Black Market, you know what I'm saying? So all these other brown, Bang Bros and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so these other companies.
Go ahead,
now,
what's your point? Yeah.
It's more of a conglomerate. So what I'm just saying is, so now instead of like you know, trying to get work with them, now it seems like through social media, just like with the rap game, now you can just kind of like, if you got your own camera, you got a nice little bedroom spot where you can shoot your content, and then now you just networking with other like-minded people. Like, okay, like we'll do a scene for a scene. Like, I'll come over, we get a pop, and you put it on your OnlyFans, and then you do a scene for me, I put it on my OnlyFans, and I'm getting all the money, you know what I'm saying, from my own account. I don't got to wait on this company to cast me and all that other shit. So
not mind you,
I'm just trying
I understand
to say the game
what you're saying. Like, there's always going to be a good side and a bad side to anything, right? But the problem with the Stripper Bowl incident, right, is that these broads, they came up by themselves, meaning all they did was dance and shit by themselves, so they don't have the common knowledge. Not the common sense, because, you know, that shit don't exist, but they don't have the common knowledge of being hustled. You see what I'm saying? They don't know no better not to sign a fucking contract. These bros went in that bitch thinking they were about to get paid because there was a motherfucker supposed to throw $1 million and shit. So they signed that fucking contract, not realizing when a motherfucker say, bitch, you can't pick up no money and you can't leave the building with no money, it was serious.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
if you don't
have that, if you ain't never been exposed to a fucking wolf, you see what I'm saying? You ain't going to know that it's a fucking wolf. You're going to think it's a little puppy. You're like, oh, look at that cute little puppy.
Especially if it's a lamb. If it's a lamb, you know, a sheep or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You got some problems with the little OnlyFans page, right? Because regardless of the fact, if you don't know your worth, then you just don't know your worth. So if a bitch fuck around and be like, yeah, I'm about to fuck on camera. All right, okay, cool. You don't really know the asking price. So I'm going to see that bitch. I'm like, damn, that bitch look good. All right, hold on, bitch, what's happening? Hey, man, I'm Wootawoo. I got my own little company and shit. Look here, I'm going to pay you like $700. Meanwhile, $700, you like, yeah, okay, I'll take it. Meanwhile, everybody else get paid $3,000. Bitch, you just got fucked.
So keep in mind, too, right? True.
Just because you have fame on social media, that does not mean that you are truly making money. It's still the same thing. The lighter-skinned girls and the white girls, of course, they're going to get their money. You know what I'm saying? But most of these people on social media, they just sitting there and they just talking. They gassing you up. They selling you dreams. They trying to get to know you. They trying to be in your space. They trying to do all of that. And they actually don't even have the money to do all of that. Me, I come from an era where it's fuck all that talking. Cut a check. Show me you serious. And then I entertain you. I hate sitting out entertaining somebody just because, and then you really don't have the check or the ability to do anything.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most of them is shooting smoke. And my patience ain't long enough just to be talking to somebody just because. I don't like people like that, you know? So I was always, yeah, like, standoffish anyway. So me making myself, me taking the accessibility away is another thing. Like, my Facebook page, I'm like, I'm probably 50 people shy of having 5,000, and I leave it that way, right? I leave it that way because I don't like talking to people. Like, I don't like wasting my time. Like, I don't really have – the one thing that I see more than anything, right, and this is why this conversation is so important. One thing I see more than anything is that I'm in a whole different zone than most people and a whole different vibe in the way that I live my life, in the way that I get money. It's very different than a lot of people, right? And a lot of people are just out here trying to, you know, make it happen, and they just living in a life. And some people, like, I really, when I get around you and I see your vibe, and then I know, like, okay, I can't deal with this person. Okay, no, it's not on my level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like a man that's in the streets, and no, you going to jail, then you're not for me. You know, type situations. And I don't think I'm better than you, but it's just certain. It's a place that I'm in my life that I can't deal. So if you see me on social media and I'm a model, don't look at me and think that I'm like these young chicks out here that I'm thotting or anything like that. Because you're gonna have to point the motherfucker out that I'm fucking with. I don't even answer my inbox, and I got them trained so good on Facebook that they know not to jump. You know, it's some stragglers, but most importantly, they know not to jump in my inbox because I'm doing a job here. Enjoy the pictures, like the pictures, and keep it moving. I can put a picture in my story, and it can get 1,200 views. Okay, I appreciate that. So that's my appreciation for, you know, show me appreciation by liking it up and viewing what I do. Don't jump in my inbox. I want to do this. I want to do that. I don't need all of that because 9 times out of 10, you can't afford to stick with me.
So what I'm trying to say is this. Here's the difference with you as opposed to some other people that just might be doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot more depth to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying this from hosting a show with you, you know, as long as we've been doing this now. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. Some women, they don't have no other hustle to bother. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? So they get taken advantage of. You've written books. You know what I'm saying? You have different hustles that you're into. This is not just your only hustle. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, somebody just can't come to you just with some regular shit. Because you're like, yo, I'm, you know what I'm saying? And I guess maybe that's why you're getting kind of offended about this, because maybe, you know, if you are doing a photo shoot and stuff like that, they think you're thotting, but they don't see the other side of you that I see when we have these conversations and stuff like that. Or they don't know that you are, you know, what do you say, a 7-time published author, you know what I'm saying? So that's just some stuff that's that, you know what I'm saying? Because when they just looking at you, seeing you taking your clothes off and, you know, a picture, they just thinking like, oh, I'm just trying to fuck, or like, what can I do to, or no, I'm just saying, a lot of times it's just like that. I'm trying to see what I can do to see what's holler at you real quick, thinking that you be shallow. And you, like I said, you got a lot more depth than a lot of other women out here that's just doing it just to do it. And, you know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
Women,
so,
I got my own money. I don't need money. Come give me some penis. And I have not met, like, these women just really just being up under these dudes that have nothing going for themselves. Listen, let me tell you something. And we're going to get into the world famous chop up. I'm going to tell you this. As an empress, honest to God, like, unless I get married, I do not owe anyone anything except my, you know, if it's one of my son's fathers. If they need me, then it's my duty because we have soul ties, right? We have we have a child together. So at that point, you know, and even now it's to an extent. But at that point, you have to understand me to understand how I am. I don't care who I'm with. If we're in a relationship, that shit doesn't trump us being, you know, you know, if my son's father need me for something, versus us being married, that I have to run, you know, if we married, I got to run it past you. If we're not married, if there's no ring on my finger, I don't have to run shit past you. So outside of, my point is outside of my son's father, listen, miss me. You got to have your own shit together. You got to have your own thing together, and you got to be able to afford to deal with me. If I choose to deal with you, like, I might see something, and I might be like, I wonder what that's hitting on. And so I might target you. And if I target you, I'm targeting you for sex manifestation. So in my head, I already know I'm finna manifest some good shit, you know what I'm saying, with this mug. And then after I'm done, then I won't answer my phone no more because now I don't really need you. But until it's time for me to manifest again. Most men don't put in work because women don't require them to put in work. So they feel like, oh, their sex is going to be what it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? And she's going to chase after them. Man, chase you. Nigga, my titty's too big to run. I don't know about chasing nobody. I don't know about none of that shit. I don't care how good the sex was and how much I manifested. Like, if you're not putting forth the effort with me, then I can't do it. And so the difference is that this new age of people, this new way of the world, they are absolutely lost. And I'm in this world, but I'm still old school. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's like I see y'all talking about women, oh, she a thot, she a hoe, she this, and she's just putting a photo shoot out. But when I see the greats putting out the same type of photo shoots, everybody absolutely love it. So pick your poison, because you just judging off top, because guess what? One of those greats that you see, they could probably be thots too. And you're not even looking at him like that. Hi, Miss Niecy. I'm not saying Niecy a thought. I love Niecy. I'm using her as an example. Hi, Miss Niecy. And
hey,
come
Ms.
along,
Parker.
You know, she Miss Parker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stop judging people for what you see and get to know them to see if they got depth, to see who they are, to see what they got going on, man. And miss me because, you know, if I want it,
man,
then,
look,
you know, I want
if
it.
If I tell
the
bitch
not,
hi, I'm trying to catch a nut. Fuck all that.
You know what? I wish Mud would come up to me talking about how I'm trying to catch it. Like, you better go catch it then.
Yeah.
You ain't running
right.
Fast enough.
I'm trying to catch it.
Exactly. Now, bitch, I'm going to be you or the next bitch. I ain't about to play with you like that. Fuck all this.
What's up? You game right there. What's up, baby?
God damn it.
Catch his nuts. Catch his baby.
Like, I'm supposed to catch it. Get fucked by no bitch. I'm fuck wrong with you. This is not a trend I got. I mean, what was I? Hey, what's happening?
Wait.
Fuck. So
look, man. So I think it's about that time.
Go
so
ahead.
Yeah, this was an interesting topic, Black. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got some things off your chest in this last hour. You know what I'm saying? Some things it was, you know, kind of, you know what I'm saying? You just wanted to talk about, conversate on, and, you know, let the people know what's up. So I applaud you for, you know, speaking your points. With this topic, but all right. So,
and shout out to all this money I made last night. Fuck all that.
Oh shit. Okay.
Man, look. Good looking out. Even though I'm hurt, Deontay Wilder lost. I still put my
money
on Tyson Fury.
See,
I still put my money on Fury.
We gonna get into that because that's why I want to get into.
I'm just thanking the
Knicks
for the money I made. I don't give a fuck.
And I want to end on that. Because luckily, I'm too old to gamble no more because I would have made some money in that too because everybody was so hyped about Deontay Wilder. But anyway, I'm going to say that for last. I'm saving the best for last because that shit was crazy. But anyway, so first and foremost, I'm going to get into some of the weaker stories first because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. And we got about 20 minutes left. So,
hey, Boston, we forgot about the other dude. Yeah, Zilla.
What?
We forgot the nigga was on the phone.
Hopefully the homie's still on the line, you know what I'm saying, listening.
Oh, yeah, no, he ain't on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, next time he'll call back, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, but shout out to him for calling in, hopefully still listening. But, yeah, so the first topic, this whole coronavirus thing is going on, you know, out of China. It's just some like I said, from listening to this show, you know I don't watch the news. I just catch it here and there, you know, on Twitter, social media, whatever, or some of the things I am connected to news-wise. But my wife brought up something she saw on her news. But supposedly, first off, is one thing with the coronavirus. If you check a Lysol bottle, it says Lysol, you know, the stuff you buy just to, you know, spray against guns. It says it's good against the coronavirus, which is crazy.
But it's a different strand. Like, that ain't no different than the bird flu, like H1N1, H5, H7, and shit like that. So just because it has a name, it's a whole different strand.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how that shit works.
And speaking of strands, you know, I told you how I, you know, I would love, I didn't take this shit seriously when I took it in school and stuff like that because I wasn't mature enough. But now if I had a chance to really take this shit and, like, learn it again, I would definitely just become, like, a chemist because that's just the, you can just figure out how to do anything, basically. And that comes from alchemy, you know what I'm saying? That's just an ancient version of chemistry. But anyway, long story short, a Harvard chemist, I didn't jot down his name, but was accused of lying about ties to China, which is where this coronavirus kind of stems from. So it seems like just on the outside looking in, you know, China is always, they always have an issue because China is like the land of ants. And I say that not in a bad way, but you know how you see ants and you see they're powerful because so many people, that's why so many things is made in China because it's so much manpower to make shit and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why they can like just do it because it's, what is it? Like 1/4 of the world lives in China. It's like 1 billion people. It's just, I think this world is 4 billion people and 1 billion live in China. So just imagine that.
Yeah.
So they got to have some type of population control because it's just too many of them. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough land, food, resources for everybody. So it just seems like on the outside looking in. Well, you know, because of things like this, now it's coming to light that you do have, like, the coronavirus, which can knock out, I don't think it's up in the thousands, but hundreds of people at a time to just kind of just control the population.
It's thousands and already died.
Thousands? Okay,
thousands,
there you go. So,
thousands plus.
And, you know, like this Harvard guy, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you go to Harvard, you know, you got to be about your business because they take nothing but the best of the best that they want to, you know, put into these different positions. So if you're a Harvard chemist, you're going to be at the top of the game. And you're like, I think he was chairman of the whole chemistry board at Harvard. That's just Harvard automatically. That's just a brand. When you say Harvard, no matter what, you're going to get respect just because it's Harvard. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you attach to it, even if you dropped out of it, the fact that you were there. You know what I'm saying? That Harvard just holds that type of weight as far as education. So, you know, which leads me, because Harvard's, what is their motto? Like, they don't get jobs. They create jobs. You know what I'm saying? They don't, you know, start, you know, they start shit. They don't, you know, like I said, they're not looking to just become a worker somewhere. They're looking to start some new shit if you graduate from Harvard. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, which leads me to believe that Harvard chemists, and I just told you, chemistry is the highest level of everything because everything is elements. And if you know how to manipulate elements, shout out to Breaking Bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know how to manipulate elements, it's nothing you can't do. You could literally just figure out how to dissolve a body if you want to get rid of a body. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to make a virus to have population control just makes total sense. And that's why shit is kind of hitting the fan. But I think, you know, through the powers that be, they don't want certain things to get out, you know what I'm saying, to truly make it a big thing, especially, you know, you don't want no blemishes on Harvard because, you know, Harvard's got so much respect, so they would hate to get that dragged through the mud. So it's just on some out, you know, on the outside looking, I'm just looking at that like really suspect. And just being in New York, it just seemed like every 5 years is something new. We had the bird flu. We had the West Nile virus. Every 5 years in New York City, I hear about some new thing. So this is totally not new.
SARS, MERS,
SARS.
But actually, every year, because every flu season, a different strand pops
up. Some new shit. When you say strand, it just leads me to believe weed. And, you know, if you on the weed like that, you already know they're already doing different strands. So this makes you feel some type of way. This makes you feel some type of way if you smoke it. So if they can do that with weed, imagine what they can do with, like you said, like a virus and stuff like that. Like AIDS is another thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me there's not Magic Johnson didn't get the cure to HIV. You cannot tell me. You just can't physically tell me that he doesn't have the cure for that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's looking healthier than he looked when he played basketball. You know what I'm saying? So,
Magic Johnson don't have AIDS. He got HIV. If Johnson would have had AIDS, he would have been dead.
Yeah, okay, but still, I don't even think you know, look, I like I said, I'm on the outside looking at him. I'm just going on my instinct. Right. I don't even think he had HIV no more. I really don't. I really think he's got the cure for everything. Magic passed all the tests or whatever. They like the powerful people or whatever that's got access to this shit. It was like, you know what, Magic? We like you. You know what I'm saying? We didn't give it to Eazy-E. We didn't give it to Arthur Ashe. We didn't give it to all the other AIDS victims or who started out with HIV. But Magic, you've been a pillar of basketball. We fuck with you. So, you know what I'm saying?
I'd rather been dead than totally to grow up and see my fucking son turn to just fuck it.
Would you say that again?
I said, I'd rather have been dead than for my son to grow up to be some shit. Like, look, man, look, you killed me now.
Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? So, speaking of, and I don't want to get too much into the whole Dwayne Wade topic because we talked about it last week, but I know Black said she wanted to share some more stuff on it. All I'm going to say with this is I'm just looking at Dwayne Wade sideways, and please, hopefully, you know,
if that would have been Gabriel Union's son, there would be no "I stand behind the A, B, C, D, E, F, G's and shit, all this other bullshit." The only reason why she condoning that shit because it's not her child.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. And she want to be, she want to live, you know, because if the acting shit dries up, she know Dwayne Wade's money.
I think she has a demeanor of, she's an alpha female, so it's a demeanor of what I say go. And Dwayne Wade is, he's a masculine and he's a feminine energy. Feminine energy.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade does get
it's just one of those
energy.
Things that she wants to feel accomplished by doing this. But my point with this whole Dwayne Wade situation and his little boy is this. You know, there was this whole big fiasco before about the boy having dreads and the cracker telling him he can't graduate unless he cut the dreads. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that you feel like you're not going to change your stance on it. That's what you believe in. And you made a whole big issue about that, right? Now, they honored him for the whole, you know, when the movie Hair was up for an award or whatever. But then you take a situation like this about a boy that is not fully developed, that doesn't know what he really, really wants, and says, okay, well, he wants to be a transsexual, so we're going to start, you know, this process, and then the whole world, you know, jumps behind him and agrees. We live in a fucked up society. If your son was 13 years old and your son wanted to be a drug dealer, of course you're going to put him in intervention programs. You're going to tell him he don't know what he want. He's not right. You're going to give him tough love. You're going to do all of these things in the whole world to redirect him. But why is it that when this boy is telling you that he wants to be a girl, you're not being a parent as you should be to assist him and redirecting him, or at least telling him, wait until you're 18 or 19 years old, son, and see if that's what you want to do. There are so many men that are out here that turn back straight after time. There are transsexual people that say, I don't want to be trans anymore. You know, it's so much going on. So at 13, how can you allow him to make such a permanent decision and then say, call him a girl? And the reason that it's getting so much exposure is because of the times that we live in and the gender that is being pushed, okay? So you got Gabrielle Union, she just lost her job, okay? And she just lost her whole fucking job. So you are actually, I think it's just a moment that she's in. You are seeking attention. You are seeking to be heard. You're doing too goddamn much. Let this boy be a boy. Like, how you finna go out here and then Boosie Badass, I hear you one moment, but Boosie Badass spoke on this situation. Everybody's, you know, talking shit against Boosie, but Boosie telling you straight facts. Boosie got a gang of kids, and he take care of all his kids. And all his kids be right there with him. But as a man, I don't care what he did.
Don't whip me. Let them talk. Don't forget. This is the same thing.
Man, no,
wait, because
I don't forget. So I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and then he can talk.
I understand, but let Ben finish, because we only got like a few minutes left.
We got to
get
this
spot.
Right. You definitely.
Oh, yeah, Ben.
All right, so let's get back into it. So, real quick, I got to give a 10-second moment of silence for the homie Pop Smoke, real quick. And I'm going to talk about Pop Smoke. So just 10 seconds.
That's just still on the gay shit.
Right. See, you be on Mo Ben's agenda, and he on some old other shit.
Well, right, so I'm trying to be nice to the dude, and this nigga said some pop smoke shit.
Nigga here was living his life.
See?
Pop Smoke was set up. And whatever he was doing or however that was, he was set up. Sorry the brother lost his life. I don't know him. I've never listened to his music. But
right,
he lost his life due to a home invasion in Cali, as you know him, as they always do.
Now, because I talked about this like maybe about a week or two ago.
Hold on. So are we done with the Dwayne Wade shit?
Hold on.
No.
I saw black for you. You heard me?
I just want to get into this Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury thing. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Black.
That's my fault. That's
yeah,
all on me.
I said, let me finish.
Right. But, like, this is like the second week.
So, listen. I think
What's that up?
Gabrielle Union is going through some type of crisis. She was on the show. What was she on? America's What Got Talent or something like that. She was not asked back for the next season, so they went through that whole thing, and she was saying that, you know, they was targeting her and they wasn't so nice. I think her shit is just all of a statement. And like Smooth said, this is not her fucking son. Keep in mind, Gabrielle she can't have kids, so that's why they had to do the thing where they took her egg and put it in somebody else because she can't have kids. She's had so many miscarriages. So here's the thing, I'm not bashing Gabrielle because there are so many women that go through things like this, but pay attention to the universe, okay? It's not a thing of saying this is something that I want to do. Bottom line, if you don't have a child, it's because the universe don't want you to have one. Okay, and maybe this is the type of shit that the universe, God already know what was going to happen. So this is prime reason why she couldn't carry a child, because she wasn't fit to be a mother. Who lets their child go and start this and be the pillar leading the whole country and then get mad when somebody says something against that? This is why she had all of those miscarriages, because she wasn't fit to be one. But you feel like this was something that you wanted to have because you deserved it. Things like this.
Well, I ain't say that.
Things like children, they're not something that you go get because you feel like you deserve them, because then, guess what? You end up being on some bullshit like this lady is. You know what I'm saying? And it's just straight bullshit. I don't have anything against any trans that's out here. I don't have anything against anybody that does anything when you are grown, okay? If you are grown, then okay, do what you gotta do. I don't believe in allowing these minors to go and make permanent decisions in a temporary situation. I just don't believe in it, and I'm not for it. And I just feel like something happens in the interchange, and it steps in. I mean, come on, you go and the child, the mama, if a mother in the United States leave her child at home to go to the store, right? And she may feel like, okay, I'm going to go 5 minutes to the store, and I'll be right back, okay? And your child is 7 years old. And some reason the child opened up the door and you see them, you taking this child from the mother. You went 5 minutes up the street and you left this child in this house, so I'm taking this child from you. I'm going to make a mockery of you, and
right,
I'm going
to
make you have to get them back, and they're going to collect money from the government for having your child from them. But then you're going to turn around and let a freaking parent say that they're going to allow their 13-year-old son to start transitioning as a girl, and that's A-okay?
But, all right, so look, in closing with this topic, I would just say this. I can't really rock with this whole transgender stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, and we were talking about, you know, our generation compared to, like, the new generation that's coming up. And maybe this is where I'm just, like, out of touch. But I just don't get this whole, like, I understand if you're gay, you're gay. I guess it's something with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
understandable. Right.
If he thinks he's gay at 12, whatever, then you're gay. But you're not a girl. You're not a girl. You're not about to tell me that you're a girl. You're gay, and then later on, if you get past the age of 18 at least, and then 21, I would say, because 21 at least you can have a drink, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't even smoke a cigarette at 18 no more.
Exactly. So I'm saying, so at least 21, and you got the funds to do it, or you can finesse your father to pay for the surgery, to have you become something else,
ooh,
then power to you. But more power to you. But you're not about to tell me at 12 years old, or you're not about to make me call you a girl and I see that you're a boy. That's just like me saying, and first and foremost, when I say this, I'm the blackest of the black. I'm like, I know we miss lovely black, but I'm black on both sides. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I want to be other than what I am. You know what I'm saying? And I love it to the fullest, and I wouldn't give it up for the world. But what I'm saying is, that's just like me all of a sudden one day, and I'm waking up, and I'm like, you know what? I'm a white guy. I want you to associate me as a white guy. So every application I fill out, I'm going to put that I'm white because I just think I'm a white guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the same thing that you're doing with this girl, boy, transgender shit. Like, or I can just wake up and say,
that shit just happened.
I'm a fucking lion.
For real. It happened in
I'm a fucking lion. Call me a lion. I'm a lion.
The Hispanic man, or he's Hispanic or white or something, and he was in front of a board, like, you know, God, man, what was he doing? And he said he was trying to convince the board that he put down that he was black because he identifies as black. And they said, I think he was a police officer or something. And they said, well, when you first got the job, did you put down that you was black? And he said, no, because at that time I didn't identify as black, but now I do. And the white people was looking at him like, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out of here.
So exactly. So this is the same. I just want to say that in closing. We'll come
so
back to this
if they
would
accept this man
topic.
For saying he identifies black, how can you accept a 13-year-old saying that they're going to identify
as
a woman? So
good,
you trying to tell me, and then these
are
the same people that turn around and pray to their Christian God, dog. You pray to your Christian God and say, oh, God doesn't make mistakes, and I love God, and God first. How can you put God first and you know that your God, your Jesus, doesn't make mistakes, but yet, you know, you're gonna say, well, Jesus, I know you created me a son, but he wants to be a daughter, so I'm going to change that. You are defying everything that your Jesus
exactly.
is supposed to be
you
about.
Just throw all that shit.
That's
out
why
the window,
I don't
so,
even
yeah.
play in that religious shit, because Christians are the right, biggest mockery that there is of their own freaking religion.
You owe one tonight. You let them know tonight, boy. You ain't playing around.
Man, if y'all don't go on, like, I had to think about how I was going to approach this situation, but that shit gets way bigger and deeper. Like, listen, I have nothing against gays. I love you guys. My baby brother is gay, and guess what? He comes see me, I go see him. You know, that's his choice.
We
got to
talk about this fight real quick in closing.
I don't care, but I do care when you have these minors and you guys are pushing this agenda. I care that you guys keep putting this shit out on TV and making people think that this shit is okay. If you are gay, then be gay. But goddamn it, stop pushing that shit in front of our children.
Stop watching this shit, Smooth. That shit, me and my wife was like, oh, wait, hold on, we about to watch this shit because Smooth was saying, nah, it's gonna switch up. Like, it was part of the story. Yo, Smooth, man, I watched the last two episodes of Watchmen. And that shit still was like, why the fuck did they put that whole gay shit in there? They did not need that script. But I digress.
I mean,
anyway.
You know, it went from a white faggot to a black faggot. That's all it is.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it was. We were looking like, we were like, huh? What is the whole? Because we was really like searching, like, hold on, Smooth Sam was about to. This is gonna make sense. But anyway.
No. Well, it makes sense because he was gay throughout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
He was gay
that
throughout.
Part,
but the only difference is it went from a white gay person to a black.
To a black gay person. All right. So, anyway. Yeah, so.
Hood of Justice was a black man.
We got 3 minutes left, Smooth. So, I know you said you made a lot of money off of this fight last night.
Yeah.
And I watched the fight on Twitter. I was going to go to my homeboy's house. I didn't feel like traveling over there because I know he was going to get it. I didn't want to order the fight. But I watched it on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And my goodness, yo. And this is what I predicted. I was like, you know what? Wilder is going to win by decision. And I was saying that Fury was going to win by decision. I was saying Wilder, for him to win, he had to knock Fury out. So that's what I thought my prediction from when I saw the first fight. We talked about this months ago. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, because I saw what Fury's a boxer, so we got 2 minutes left. So what did you think about the fight yesterday? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you probably, because everybody was gassed on Wilder, and like, I should have bet some money too, but I don't gamble anymore.
No,
go ahead.
The fight went the way it was supposed to go. Like, once Fury went back to the Crown Gym, like, people forget.
Up.
Vladimir Klitschko was the fucking heavyweight champion for 10 years straight. 10 fucking years, a whole decade, because he went to the Crown Gym. You see what I'm saying? So I already knew the style he was going to implement. He was going to fuck around, throw the 1-2, then hold him wear him down. He was gonna try to fight it. He was gonna try to fight off the clinch. He was gonna hit you behind your fucking ear. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
He busted that dude with air drum. He lost the equilibrium.
Oh.
He could no longer walk around coherently.
It was fucking sad to watch it after a while.
Right.
I was like, God damn, I'm glad I wasn't watching this with a bunch of white people, because it would have been a bunch of white people at where I was going to watch it at. I didn't want to.
No, it would have been quiet. White people, when white people saw about a bunch of black people, they'd be quiet. They'd be like, yeah. But they know they're going to get out.
We having a bunch of old faves over it. I was like, I didn't want to see it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, but yeah. So yeah.
Black on the countdown.
Yeah, we had so much to talk about this episode that we kind of ran out of time. But it was a crazy fight, man. Wilder though, I knew he was a slugger, man. He's not a boxer, and it just took one person to expose him, and he got exposed last night. He got fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Like, dude, you got to go back to the drawing board. He fucked you all the way up. No.
He'll be back.
He got to do something. He ain't got nothing for Fury anymore.
No.
I want to see Fury and Joshua now though. I do want to see Joshua, see what Joshua can, because Joshua can box a little bit more.
No, Joshua don't want Fury. Joshua don't want the problem.
I
want
to see what he can. He's a more of a boxer than Wilder. Like that's the reason why I wasn't so comfortable about the fight, because Wilder, I know he can't box. He can fight. He can't
good
box.
Good night, y'all. See you next Sunday.
Next Sunday,
man.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Everybody, be safe. Check out the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. We'll be back same time next week. New topic. You know how we do. Shout out to everybody for listening. Peace.